Undergrads are expected to stay in their dorms or apartments unless going to classes, buying groceries, attending religious services, or getting tested for the virus. In addition, all in-person campus social events and student organization meetings have been canceled, and food will only be available for carryout from dining facilities. Nasia Safdar is the medical director for infection prevention at UW Health.
I think this latest message from the chancellor is really should be taken as a very serious wake-up call. If this curtailment of physical mobility doesn't work, then there are very few other options remaining.
Today, UW-Madison reported it has surpassed 1,000 positive cases of COVID-19 since late July. Just below 6% of tests are coming back positive on average over the last 7 days. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.